I'm speaking now with Horace Bill Hedges, who is a college sophomore who constructed single-handedly, well, almost single-handedly, torches tonight. Bill, you also constructed the torches for the march through the town, didn't you, for peace?
I'm getting quite several
weeks ago. So now, who taught you how, Bill?
It's basically very obvious how to make a torch, but I learned from 2 years ago when they made the torches then.
Life Magazine, I believe.
Yes, they're the ones that started it.
They look like burning marshmallows when they get down to a certain...
They certainly don't taste like marshmallows.
They don't. Thank you, Bill Hedges. Bill, are you pleased with the turnout tonight?
No.
You're what?
No, I'm not pleased.
Why?
2,500 students out here, I'm not pleased.
Do you think that there will be a large turnout at the vigil?
I hope so, but I doubt it.
You doubt it. Is there going to be any legal problem there?
No. None whatsoever.
I am now at a position where I can see the crowd a little bit better, and must unfortunately revise my earlier estimate on the crowd. I would say that now the crowd is no larger, certainly, than 250. I would imagine that by the time the arch starts, the crowd will have increased somewhat, however. We are now at South Hall. South Hall, which many people think is a bastion of stay putism on the Oberlin campus, and it seems to be proving itself as just that tonight, because nobody seems to be joining our demonstration at South. The House Mothers are standing at the front door almost as if to say, careful girls, you don't know what you're getting into. Here come two brave souls from the front door of South. Oh, I'm sorry, they were already in the group. They were recruiters. Paul Osterman has just announced that we are going to go to President Carr's house. He has advised the crowd to behave themselves. The crowd booed that remark. Student leaders are advising the crowd to be quiet on the way to the president's house.